Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Colossians chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Paul fervently desired that the body of Christ, individually and corporately, become spiritually mature. The apostle asked God that those of us who are believers would know the Lord's will and then live a godly life. Paul prayed for our character, conversation, and conduct to be consistent with the Lord's. Our lives ought to be an extension of His, with eyes that look compassionately at others, hands that offer help, and mouths that speak forgiveness and love. A believer's character, while imperfect, should reflect Christ's righteousness. And Paul asked that we would make our life count. God cares deeply about what's done in obedience to Him. Jesus spoke about the importance of bearing much fruit, which is possible only when we stay connected with Him. And Paul asked that we would experience God's power. Through the Holy Spirit's presence, we have all we need in order to do our Heavenly Father's will. And Paul prayed that we would remain committed and grateful. God answers in His perfect timing. In the meantime, we should be steadfast in prayer and thankful for Him and for everything He's already done. Whenever we pray these verses, our petitions are in accordance with God's will. And 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15 tells us that our Heavenly Father responds affirmatively to prayers that align with His purposes.